This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. In a study conducted by IBM Institute for Business Value, or IBV, in cooperation with the Oxford Economics, only 9% of C-suite executives were dubbed as torchbearers. This is a term for those who stood out as understanding that transparency, reciprocity, and accountability are critical ingredients for earning trust among key stakeholders. Leaders that leverage data to build customers' trust, create cultures of database decision makers, and are adept at sharing data with ecosystem partners can gain a competitive advantage. We speak to Catherine Lian, the Managing Director of IBM Malaysia, on the foundation of being a torch bearer. Catherine, let's start with a quick introduction about yourself.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Catherine Lian. I am the Managing Director for IBM Malaysia. It is really an exciting year ahead for us. IBM is currently embarking into a transformation journey focusing on cloud, AI, IoT, and security in the clients that we serve here in Malaysia.
And Catherine, you know, it's a pleasure to have you. Last year in December, I did a series on some of the major changes that we've seen throughout the decade, the previous decade. And one of it was on trust. And today we are talking about trust itself and how it's possibly the Uber currency for today's social and economic climate itself, right? In your perspective, if you look back at the last 10 years or so, how has trust evolved? And, you know, it's become something of a topic of discussion, even if, you know, you to do a quick online search about trust. It's an issue for businesses moving forwards today.
It's a very interesting question. IBM surveyed about 13,500 C-level executives from 20 industries, including Malaysia, and we found that trust in data is the pivot to what we do in the future. Now, trust takes a long time to build, but can quickly be lost. IBM has over 100 of years earned the trust of our clients by responsibly managing their most valuable data. We worked to earn the trust of society, bringing the powerful new technologies like AI into the world responsibly with very clear purpose. Now, companies are being judged not just by how we use data, but whether we are trusted stewards of other people's data. Now, very interestingly, this is where our customers' trust has become the defining issue for leading organizations, reshaping their offerings and even their business model. We know that customers are willing to part with some level of personal information in return for better service or products in their organizations, but it is not free for all without the unlimited access. So a company's capacity to respect their customers' data privacy is increasingly becoming a core competitive edge. And in IBM, we believe in the principles of trust and transparency. And that is really the purpose of being able to augment human intelligence through AI, on having a data insights, that knowing that it belongs to the creator. And most importantly is that we got to be transparent and explainable when we manage the data of other organizations and our clients.
And how has that conversation been for you? Because you mentioned trust and transparency, and those two words rarely go together. Especially when you look at, you know, parting your data to whether it's a platform or an organization, social media, for example, right? We've given so much of data to social media companies, and yet there's a lot of impact that what has happened. We've seen with issues like the Cambridge Analytica issue. How do you think your conversations has been with organizations about, you know, how trust and transparency can work hand in hand when there's so much of, you know, I guess, dark clouds over, you know, how those two can actually work together?
Very interesting. The data's journey changed when AI came into the picture. Data didn't need to be in binary form to be processed. The volume and the velocity and the veracity of data can be analyzed and made sense of. In IBM, our research found that transparency, reciprocity, and accountability are critical ingredients of trust among the key stakeholders. Understanding how to manage data makes leaders smart in sharing data with ecosystems partners without giving away the competitive edge. Now, The study of what we have done has uncovered 9% are already practicing trustworthy behavior, and we call them torch bearers. And the torch bearers outperform their industry peers in revenue growth and profitability in the markets that we served here today.
So AI, it's something that has really driven how we use our data with the, you know, volumes of big data that's about to, you know, happen even, you know, even more explosive with the rise of IoT and internet connected devices and 5G and so on and so forth. But yet, AI, in some ways, it's still flawed with, you know, there's still reports of, you know, there's the rise in biases and et cetera, et cetera. How do you, you know, as a technology provider yourself and, you know, an AI provider with, you know, things like IBM Watson and so on and so forth, how do you fight this battle of AI and biasness?
In IBM, we follow the principles of trust and transparency when we adopt AI. Now, the purpose of AI, if we actually come back to the technology-driven scale today, is to augment human intelligence. It is to make good technology and the world a better place. Now, the data and insights has to always belong to the creator and the organization, and that secures the data that is within the organization. And most of all the AI systems and the Watson's technology that we drive in must be transparent and explainable. Trusted data is also seen as a critical component for advanced analytics. And it is imperative that we use machine learning to improve decision making and automate business processes today. It is also a component that we have to explain through, as one of our AI leaders, Rob Thomas, has once quoted, "Our AI is only as good as our data." Now, companies has to learn to master the quality of data, mitigate all the biasness, and serve answers with evidence filled with trusted data economy. The three things that we encourage consumers and corporations to practice is be educated on how data is being used in the AI systems, and be transparent, and be accountable. And with these three things that it has been practiced, we believe that the trusted data economy will boom as the economy of things matters across the world today.
I'm speaking to Catherine Lian, the Managing Director of IBM Malaysia, and we'll continue our talk in just a moment. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. And today I'm speaking to Catherine Lian, the Managing Director of IBM Malaysia, and we're talking about trust. Catherine, how do you convince all parties and stakeholders involved to share data, as you know, it is like the currency, the oil of the future? How do you get them to be aligned with the same vision?
A data manifesto with a comprehensive set of principles and policies around data governance that is agreed upon by all parties. It has to be a very good starting point from there. The data governance model would have all the needed functions. We need to actually surround it with policies, with structures, management, privacy, security, classification, reporting, to name a few. But underpinning of this transparency and trust, as I mentioned earlier, it has to be adopted by an organization that is managing the data. We believe our clients' data is their own. We believe that government data policies should be fair, equitable, and prioritizing the openness of utilization. Our client agreements are transparent. Clients are not required to relinquish rights to their data, nor the insights derived from the data that benefit the IBM's solutions. We are fully committed to protecting the privacy of clients' data here in IBM. While there's no single approach to privacy, as you can actually see in the social media today, we comply with the data privacy laws where we operate, and we support the global cooperation to strengthen privacy protections. Now, let's talk about security. Let's talk about cybersecurity today. In IBM, we oppose to any efforts to weaken or limit the effectiveness of commercial encryption technologies that are essential to modern business. We do not believe in backdoors in products of any government agencies, nor do we provide source code or encryption keys to any government agency for the purpose of accessing clients' data. And in the principles of transparency, reciprocity, and authenticity, guide their handling of data and how they engage their customers and business partners. Now, the leading organizations recognize what's required. The new approaches to data collection and protection, data sharing and customer relationships is key towards the success of convincing all parties in the wider ecosystems in the mutual interest of a shared data. Mm.
So what's the cost of not building a social contract of trust around data gathering and sharing?
This is a very tough question. And my response is we want to avoid another Cambridge Analytica situation where data is used to wrongly influence decision-making. Companies should not make a mistake data for wisdom. If we are to keep the public trust, companies must be transparent about the privacy and the data use policies in simple, easily understood terms. Now, research has shown that a social contract of trust around data gathering and sharing is vital continued to the economic growth and prosperity. Our IBM surveys found that 82% believe that data offers a strategic advantage that translates into customer trust and leads into a stronger bottom line. A social contract that's transparent and we are aware that of the data we are sharing and the consent of how we get to get used to it is a good start, especially we evolve in the future of AI and the future of IoT. Mm.
Are there any projects in Malaysia currently where this concept of trusted data is being piloted or implemented in some ways?
We have actually been working on with various government agencies and also corporations in along this line. With a recent working that we have had was with Penang State Municipal Council. We have actually had the privilege to partner with MBPP to build a foundation of a livable, family-friendly and a green city. The council understands the data is the livelihood of their progress. We are helping the Penang State to move from organizing and analysing the data in finding ways to build for a higher level of trust between them and the Penang citizens, at the same time ensure privacy is maintained. We have helped improve the traffic management system, flood mitigation and illegal dumping habits with the combination of data analytics, IoT and AI together with the Penang State Municipal Council. And along with trusting data gleaned from customers, IBM study also found that trust must be extended to internal business processes and across partners and suppliers. Transparency through a commitment to data security along with the exchange of data used to provide new customer services. And we in IBM, we will advocate that business needs to be able to learn to trust, to earn, and also to believe that their customers are also trusting their data from their processes and ecosystems and to ensure that we live to the highest level of trust at all times. Mm.
So you would say that the trusted data economy is vital and crucial for businesses moving forward in this new decade. So what are the three things an individual or maybe an enterprise can do to be part of this trusted data economy?
Trusted data is also seen as a critical component for advanced analytics that uses machine learning to improve decision-making and automate business processes. Well, we have actually seen that trusted data is also seen as a component as of an explainable AI. So companies that learn to master the quality of data, mitigate algorithmic biasness, and serve up customers and answers as evidence of fuel to the trusted data economy. Now, three things that I really want to leave with all the listeners here today is that we need to be educated on how data is being used by AI systems. We really need to be transparent on how data is going to be multiplied and we need to be accountable. And this becomes the part of the individual and enterprise that we all can play a part in building up the trusted data economy here today. Mm.
And entrepreneurs just have to, you know, ask themselves on those three areas. And you know, if we all agree to that, then hopefully the world would be a more trustworthy place, especially in the digital world.
That's really right, Jeff.
I've been speaking to Catherine Lien, the Managing Director of IBM Malaysia. And if you've missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the podcast now on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.